You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
Hey, everybody. Today, I want to highlight a name that all of us know well, and that is our sponsor, Splunk. You need to keep operations humming around the clock, but potential disruptions are everywhere. Splunk helps you predict problems and find and fix issues fast so you can reduce risk and ditch downtime. The world's largest enterprises rely on Splunk's unified security and observability platform to become more efficient, resilient, and innovative. With Splunk, you can react quickly, evolve faster, and be ready for anything. Stay ahead of disruptions. Learn more at splunk.com/resilience. And we thank Splunk for sponsoring our show. In the dynamic world of enterprise security, identity architects and IT leaders face a major challenge. Growth by repeated acquisitions multiplies the complexity of everything. Multiple IDPs, MFA providers, policy engines that all need to coexist. This can lead to fragmented user identities and policies that create security vulnerabilities and add access friction. Strata Identity solves this. Now you can decommission unneeded IDPs and consolidate the ones you'd like to keep without rewriting apps or disrupting users, engineers, and app owners. Plus, Strata's modular architecture makes it easy to integrate with any identity provider without manual maintenance and coding. Join the ranks of cybersecurity leaders using identity orchestration. Visit strata.io/cyberwire, share your top identity security priorities, and receive a pair of complimentary AirPods Pro. Offer valid for organizations with over 5,000 employees. Step into a new era of identity management at strata.io/cyberwire.
A review of hacktivist inspiration. The Brussels attacks were correlated with a rise in website defacements from ISIS sympathizers last month. Researchers find unpatched remote code execution flaws in the Git version shipped with Apple's Xcode command line development tools. SurfWatch spots and reports an infestation of a malware for rent Trojan. We look at some industry news, an IPO, some acquisitions and funding rounds, and new risk management offerings. And two old incidents return to the news, the hacking team and Ashley Madison breaches. I'm Dave Bittner in Baltimore with your CyberWire summary for Wednesday, April 20th, 2016. The terrorist strike against the Brussels airport had its expected effect on cyber attacks worldwide last month. Researchers at Cytegic and other companies have noticed a spike in ISIS-inspired hacktivist cyber attacks against targets in both Western Europe and North America. The good news is that most of this activity hasn't risen above the nuisance level customarily associated with ISIS hacking, and that nuisance has mostly been suffered by the sort of poorly defended targets of opportunity cyber jihadists have usually attacked. It's worth noting in this regard that even the annual hashtag OpIsrael, a favorite of anonymous associated hacktivists, this year showed declining results. Much of this is due to Israeli preparation, but it does seem consistent with a generally shared low assessment of ISIS cyber offensive capabilities. Information operations, of course, are quite another matter. There, ISIS has shown itself very capable. Developers take note, there's a remote code execution vulnerability in the Git version Apple ships with its Xcode command line developer tools. Actually, there are two flaws, and both of them were publicly disclosed last month. CSO reports that while patched elsewhere, the bug remains in the command line developer tools. Presumably, a patch is in the works, but there's no official word yet on when it will arrive. We've been watching the ongoing maturation of the criminal cyber market. One relatively recent development is malware as a service. SurfWatch says it's detected and stopped one such offering that appeared on the black market last month, a Trojan with the hybrid name Thanatos. Thanatos is actually a rental. The author, or at least controller, goes by the alias Alpha Leon. Seeking to increase the size of his botnet, Alpha Leon attacked websites and online forums hosted by Envision Power Services, or IPS. IPS hosts fully functional e-commerce sites as well as traditional online forums, and some of its customers are large businesses. Softpedia reports that these customers include Evernote, the NHL, the Warner Music Group, Bethesda Softworks, and Live Nation. Surfwatch detected Alpha Leon's activity and notified IPS, which was then able to close off the access point the hacker had been using. In industry news, SecureWorks' IPO is expected to receive its formal valuation tomorrow evening. Pre-IPO reviews have been running positive. Seeking Alpha, for example, is quite bullish on the offering, despite recent turbulence in cyber stock prices and the spotty performance of other high-profile IPOs. We'll know more tomorrow. The credit reporting company Experian is set to buy the Texas-based security firm CSID for a reported $360 million, according to the Austin Business Journal. Landesk has completed its acquisition of endpoint security shop AppSense. Venture capital firm Strategic Cyber Investments has placed its first big bet, $5 million in deception technology startup TrapX, which has closed a $14 million Series B round. Both CrowdStrike and FireEye have announced new service offerings. They're now offering to perform cyber risk assessments for mergers and acquisitions. Two older incidents returned to the news. The first of these is last year's hacking team breach, which resurfaced earlier this week when the self-confessed or self-declared hacker, Phineas Fisher, posted a postmortem on the hack. Analysts are drawing lessons from his account. Many of these lessons are familiar ones, but they're nonetheless worth reviewing. CSO's Salted Hash blog published a useful summary along these lines. First, minimize and harden your attack surface. Second, monitor and assess your networks. Firewalls and IPS can yield valuable indicators and warnings of an attempt on a network. Third, keep your systems patched and up to date. Phineas Fisher appears to have exploited a known vulnerability within Hacking Team's network management system. Fourth, segregate your networks and protect your backups. Keep operational and managerial networks separate. Fifth, protect and control privileged accounts. And finally, use data loss prevention solutions. A great deal of information was exfiltrated undetected during the Hacking Team breach. The other old story that's with us again is the Ashley Madison breach. Since few of our listeners, this being a family show, will have any particular acquaintance with Ashley Madison, suffice it to say that Ashley Madison is a kind of online bazaar for would-be adulterers. And we say adulterers advisedly because the site's in hot litigation water over its apparent, alleged practice of having used fictitious identities in order to goose the apparent number of ladies signed on to the service. Ashley Madison was breached last year, and many otherwise unembarrassed customers, because they were unnamed among the customer data lost, are feeling the fictitious identities done them wrong. So they've become plaintiffs, at least until a ruling, looked for in June, requires them to use their real names to sue. At that point, many plaintiffs are expected to back out. So whether it's June or May and September, our advice remains: straighten up and fly right.
And now, a word from our sponsor, Zscaler, the leader in cloud security. Cyber attackers are using AI in creative ways to compromise users and breach organizations. In a security landscape where you must fight AI with AI, the best AI protection comes from having the best data. Zscaler has extended its zero-trust architecture with powerful AI engines that are trained and tuned by 500 trillion daily signals. Learn more about Zscaler Zero Trust Plus AI to prevent ransomware and AI attacks. Experience your world secured. Visit zscaler.com/zero-trust-AI. The IT world used to be simpler. You only had to secure and manage environments that you controlled. Then came new technologies and new ways to work. Now, employees, apps, and networks are everywhere. This means poor visibility, security gaps, and added risk. That's why Cloudflare created the first-ever connectivity cloud. Visit cloudflare.com to protect your business everywhere you do business.
I'm joined once again by Jonathan Katz. He's a professor of computer science at the University of Maryland, also director of the Maryland Cybersecurity Center. Jonathan, I know one of your areas of research is searchable encryption. What can you tell us about that?
Searchable encryption is a mechanism that allows a user to offload storage of their email to a third party, like a cloud provider, and to do that in encrypted form so that the cloud provider can't read anything in the emails, can't actually learn any information whatsoever about the underlying emails. But the challenge is to ensure that even while doing that, the user is still able to search over their emails and pull back emails that match some keyword, for example. So searchable encryption schemes provide exactly that kind of a functionality.
All right, it sounds straightforward, but it's my understanding that this is not entirely without risk, correct?
That's right. And in a recent paper of ours, we actually looked at current searchable encryption schemes and showed that even ones that were proven secure, meaning that they leaked only some minimal amount of information, could be broken and the privacy could be violated just by exploiting exactly the information that they leak. So in particular, with these systems' guarantees that they leak nothing other than the fact that the same email, say, might be returned in response to multiple queries. And we showed that by exploiting that and additionally sending emails to the system with known content, an attacker could actually ultimately figure out exactly what terms the user was searching for. So this really demonstrates the importance of understanding exactly what these cryptographic security definitions actually guarantee when used in the real world.
You know, it reminds me, at one of my former places of employment, we used encryption in our email, but it was frustrating because you could only search on message titles and who the message was from. You couldn't actually search on the content of an individual message, which was quite limiting. So I guess searchable encryption would solve this problem for us?
That's exactly right. So searchable encryption, I guess what you're using there is not searchable encryption. And so what you're doing is encrypting the email and then storing it on some server. But then that exactly takes away any ability to search over the email because everything's encrypted. So searchable encryption schemes would allow you to perform the encryption, but yet still enable you to do searches over that data. So they actually are, as you can imagine, quite non-trivial to design.
Jonathan Katz, thanks for joining us.
Managing the requirements for modern security programs is increasingly challenging and time-consuming. Enter Vanta. Vanta gives you one place to centralize and scale your security program. Quickly assess risk, streamline security reviews, and automate compliance for ISO 27001, SOC 2, and more. You can leverage Vanta's market-leading trust management platform to unify risk management and secure the trust of your customers. Plus, use Vanta AI to save time when completing security questionnaires. CyberWire daily listeners can get $1,000 off by going to vanta.com/cyber. That's vanta.com/cyber.
And that's the CyberWire. We are proudly produced in Maryland by our talented team of editors and producers. I'm Dave Bittner. Thanks for listening. And now, a word from our sponsor, Sixth Sense. Sixth Sense provides award-winning cloud-based automated endpoint and vulnerability management solutions to streamline IT and security operations. With its advanced platform, businesses gain complete visibility and control over their infrastructure, reducing IT and security risks and optimizing operational efficiency. With Sixth Sense, you'll get real-time alerts, risk-based vulnerability prioritization and remediations, and an intuitive automation and orchestration engine so you can focus on your core business goals, confident in the knowledge that your enterprise is secure, compliant, and running smoothly. To learn why enterprises choose Sixth Sense, visit sixthsense.com.